Hello and welcome to the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and Instagram. The Jesus Witch Podcast is a show dedicated to opening the conversation about including Jesus in witchery practices. The goal of this podcast is to not be evangelical. The goal is to spread the love, light, truth, acceptance, and oneness that is Jesus Christ himself. Here at the Jesus Witch Podcast, we believe all people are loved by God and all people are loved by Jesus. We believe in community and the power of fellowship. We believe in giving whatever you reasonably can to help your neighbor who's in need. And above all, we believe in the power of creating a relationship with Jesus that is authentic and unique to you. Join me for new episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast every single Monday, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and on Instagram. I am so excited to be recording this episode. Oh my goodness, we just had an unexpected hiatus for like 4 or 5 weeks of the podcast because I got super duper sick. First, I got RSV, and I know exactly how I got RSV, which really bothers me because I know somebody who brought their kid out with RSV, and then I got RSV, so I was not happy about that. But right as I was starting to feel better after having RSV, writing podcast episodes again, like feeling like myself, I got nailed again, like whoopa, with COVID. And COVID during pregnancy is just not fun. There's also been like a couple of things that have been studied about COVID during pregnancy and it not being the best. So it really scared me, and I kind of needed to take a week to myself to just like relax and heal and not let my anxiety go a million miles a minute. But this is something we're going to talk about in the second trimester episode of like Jesus Witchy Pregnancy that I'm going to be filming soon, or recording soon, not filming, because this is not a visual podcast, this is an audio podcast. Nobody wants to see what I look like right now. I look like a feral goblin because my hair's not done. My face is still a little puffy from being like congested and whatnot, but I really wanted to do this episode because we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving magic, and I wanted to make sure that this episode got up in time before Thanksgiving since it's like so soon. I can't believe that November flew by so fast. I just, like, this whole year, the rest of this year is just going by so, so fast. I am not ready for 2024, but I'm also really excited for 2024, but I'm not ready for it. But anyway, let's stay in the moment now and talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and how to add that into your spell work. Before we hop into this week's conversation, I just wanted to remind you of a couple of different ways you could help support the Jesus Witch Podcast so we could keep making episodes. The first way and the easiest way to help support the Jesus Witch Podcast is obviously to subscribe to us on whatever podcasting platform you're currently listening to us on and give us a rating of 5 stars, because that helps get the word out about the show. And if you have any friends that you think would like Jesus Witchery or like be curious about it, send them the podcast too. Get the word out. That also really, really, really helps us. Then don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. Instagram, I don't post as much on. I'm a little more active in my stories on Instagram, but I do post a lot of like lifestyle stuff. So it's a little bit of like family content, spell stuff, showing you just what I'm doing throughout the day. Like, it's a little bit more low key. And then TikTok, that's my main platform. Go follow me on there. I make videos, like day in the life videos. I'm trying to do more talking videos because like TikTok wants us to talk more. So I'm trying to have more conversations on there, and I would really appreciate like having engagement on those videos because like it's a little intimidating for me, I'm not gonna lie. I also love doing like dance challenges and posting videos to Taylor Swift songs because I like that and it makes me happy. Then the Jesus Witch Podcast also has a Patreon. On Patreon we have 5 different tiers that have different levels of support and perks that you can get, such as like ad-free and early episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, or even a tier where I offer like a spell casting circle each month and I send you the ingredients to cast the spell with us and then we all get on Zoom together. It is like, seriously, I think the spell casting circles are my favorite thing to do. Spell casting circles and astrology readings, which I offer astrology readings on my Etsy shop, and we'll talk about those in a second. But I think spell casting circles are my favorite thing. I just love getting connected with the people there. I've gotten to like really know the people that are in the spell casting circles and like their likes, their dislikes. I feel like at this point, like, I cater packages to people and I have like colors assigned to certain people that are in our spellcasting circle. Like, Mary, I'm gonna shout her out because I know she won't mind me shouting her out. But Mary's been doing spellcasting circles with us for a while, and like, her name, Mary, reminds me of Mother Mary. And then I don't know why, but specifically the scene in the Bible where Jesus makes water into wine for Mother Mary, this reminds me of Mary. I feel like she has that kind of like commanding, like nurturing energy that's like, I need you to do this for me. I'm not gonna take no for an answer with it. It's just like not in like a mean way, in a very like strong and like claiming herself kind of thing. So whenever I have to send Mary something with a color on it, I send her like maroon or like wine colored things because that's just like the color of associated with her in my head. So like things like that, like, and I really love the spellcasting circles because of the community it creates. So anyway, Patreon is one way that you can help support the podcast. As I mentioned before, I also have an Etsy shop. I offer like tarot readings where I talk to Jesus. I also have like oracle readings or general tarot readings. Then I have astrology readings on my Etsy shop. Astrology readings are my personal favorite. I am not exaggerating. I love astrology. I just love it because every time I read somebody's astrology chart, like, astrology is such a science, like it blows my mind. I learn so much about the people who are I'm reading for. They learn so much about themselves. I have an approach to astrology where it's not like telling you this is your placement and this makes you act like this. No, I go through like the positives, the negatives, and we look at different ways that we could work with these placements in order to like funnel that energy into something more positive. So I really am passionate about astrology readings. I love doing them. They're on my Etsy shop. I also have like Bible-based spells on there too, and like a bunch of other things. So check that out. There's also a link in the show notes page. All of the links to everything is in the show notes page, where you can, in the show notes page, there's a link there to send donations to the show. I also have like a little baby registry because we need a couple of things for this baby that's coming in March. So if you would like to help contribute to that, I would really appreciate it. And yeah, there's just a bunch of other things. So head over to the show notes page if you want to support the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us. And now that we have covered all of the bases, let's talk about Thanksgiving magic. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited to be podcasting again. I'm so excited to be feeling good to podcast again. Please, God, don't let me get sick again so I can keep podcasting consistently. But anyway, let's jump into this week's episode. So making your Thanksgiving more magical, especially as a Jesus witch, I feel like is super duper easy because of how much Thanksgiving and gratitude is talked about in the Bible. Having an attitude of gratitude and like being more thankful and, stepping into that mindset of like really like, acknowledging that everything in life is a blessing. We are not guaranteed anything. And the things that we do get, especially like, our necessities and pleasure things and, things that we want or need, like it's really important to be grateful for those. That's why people, bless their food every time before they eat, because they want to be, they have that attitude of gratitude surrounding food, because food is not a guarantee, unless you farm yourself and know how to like process the animal completely. Food is not a guarantee, and even then, you never know what's going to happen. Your herd could get sick, your crops could die. Like, food is not something that's guaranteed in life. So having food security and being able to afford food, being able to afford foods that are good for you, that are nutritious, that you like, even just affording food in general is such a blessing, especially like these days. So, that's a big reason why people bless their food. But basically in the Bible, it's just the idea of having an attitude where you're being thankful instead of like having a woe is me mentality. You're being thankful for the things that you are being given, even during difficult times. So before we talk about like how to make our Thanksgiving more magical, I thought we should talk about a couple of Bible verses about being thankful and having gratitude, ones that I personally like to use. Just to start getting ourselves in that kind of mindset and like figuring out what kind of verses we could use for Thanksgiving spell work if you want to do that. The first verse we're going to look at is 1 Thessalonians 5:16, which says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." I like this verse because I am definitely one of those people that I really, you know, not for nothing, I really used to pride myself on not being a why me kind of person or a why God kind of person. And, you know, because I would admit that and say, you know, one thing I'm proud of myself for is when things get bad, I don't say, why God, why me? And then God was like, bet you're not like that. And definitely, I don't know how, but I had like this weird like flip in my mentality at some point where it's like, you know, things will happen to me, and I'm a Scorpio rising, so I feel like I have challenges come up a little bit more frequently than the average person. You know, I feel like Scorpio rising, Capricorn rising, Aquarius rising, you know, Pisces rising, things like that. I love how I listed like three signs in a row. And Scorpio. But anyway, I feel like those, you know, rising signs can be a little bit more challenging. And, you know, I am not an exemption to that rule with my Scorpio rising. I feel like things happen to me like, you know, like one thing and then the next thing and then the next thing and then the next thing. It's like, you know, lately that's really been heightened for me, and like I guess I notice it more, or you know, just like things have been really bothering me more because, you know, I just really want to get myself on my feet and get ready for this baby and be able to get in a good flow with the podcast and all of the things that I want to do to make me feel like a person amongst motherhood. And I just keep getting these like challenges that come, and I can't do everything that I want to do the way that I want to do it, and I'm like, you know, why God? Like, literally, like, I did the COVID test the past couple of weeks. I did my COVID test. When it came back positive, I was like, are you so fucking for real, God? You gotta be so fucking for real right now. That was literally my reaction. Like, was be so fucking for real right now, God. Like, I said that out loud. And my husband's like, God didn't do this to you. And I'm like, yes, he did! He just keeps throwing shit at me! And you know, my husband had to, like, put in perspective and be like, listen, like, you know, at least, you know, your mom's gonna take the kids for a couple of days so you can rest, be thankful for that. He's like, you know, he had COVID for a week, and we thought that I wasn't gonna get it because we had him, like, quarantine away from the house for a week, so I had just come off of being alone for a week with the kids, and he was like, you know, now I'm home, I can help you a little bit more, like, and the kids are not going to be here, I can really focus on you, sort of thing. So he was like putting it into perspective for me, and it was like one of those moments where I was like kind of humbled, and I'm like, you know, I need to be grateful for the things that I have, because as much as my life is challenging, and I'm not going to like gaslight myself into thinking I have an easy life or into thinking that, you know, everything's awesome and everything happens for a reason and it's just making everything great, because sometimes that's just not reality, and I'm not going to gaslight myself into thinking it is, but I do need to like be able to like take a step back in these like really emotional spaces and just be like, okay, you know, like, I got a roof over my head, I got somebody who's willing to help me with my kids, I got a partner who, you know, I tested positive for COVID, I wasn't feeling good at all, I'm like, I need a Gatorade, Jack, I need a Gatorade, it's the only thing that would make me feel better right now, and he goes and runs to the fucking store to get me a Gatorade, because I wanted it, because I was upset. So, you know, like, I have to be grateful for these things. There's a lot of people that don't have these things, especially in this day and age and in this economy. You can't take things for granted. And, you know, I really like that verse because it's a reminder to not do that and to not just be a woe is me kind of person and instead, like, be like, all right, let me find something to give thanks for. The next verse that I want to look at is Colossians 2 verses 6 and 7, which says, as you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Now a quick break from this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast to talk about a few ways you can help support the show. One way you can help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is to become a supporter of us on Patreon. On our Patreon, there are four different tiers that you could choose from, and they're all named after tarot cards. We have the Fool, the Magician, the Hierophant, and the High Priestess. In the Fool tier, you get early ad-free episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, extended show note pages when available, Christian Tarot Grimoire pages, and access to our monthly community oracle reading. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool tier, tarot spreads to help your connection with Christ, Spirit, your higher self. I also like to put out new tarot spreads for each full moon or new moon, Wheel of the Year holiday, and zodiac sign. In the Magician tier, you also get one Bible-based spell grimoire page each month. This teaches you how to incorporate the Bible into your own spell practice. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool and the Magician tiers, as well as a Happy Mail package from me every single month with the ingredients to make a spell, as well as an extra Bible-based spell page for your grimoire. And then you get access to our spellcasting Zoom each month where we do the spell that I sent you together. In the High Priestess tier, you get everything from the Magician, Fool, and Hierophant tiers, as well as an extra Bible-based spell from the Sun and Moon Oily Co. in your Happy Mail package each month, and a one-on-one Zoom call with me every single month to discuss your practice, how you're growing, and any suggestions that I could give to you to help you on your path. Patreon tiers start at $6.66 per month, and you can find the link to that in the show notes page. Another way you could help support the show is by shopping at my Etsy shop, the Sun and Moon Oily Co. Over on the Sun and Moon Oily Co., I offer Bible-based spell oils, ritual bath salts, Jesus Witch or Christian Witch specific mystery boxes, and custom spell oils. Over on my Etsy shop is where you can also book different types of readings with me. I offer tarot readings for your inner child, channel messages from Jesus or from Lilith. I also have a listing for general tarot readings. You could grab a soul contract reading between yourself and another person, or yourself and a deity that you're working with or curious to work with, or even grab an astrology reading for yourself or an astrology reading for your kiddos to help you parent them better and more effectively. There's also Jesus Witch merch on my Etsy shop and so many other things that I am planning on adding to my shop. So head over to the Sun and Moon Oily Co. to check that out. Another thing you can do to support the growth of the Jesus Witch podcast is join our Discord community. The Jesus Witch Church is our free 18+ Discord community where we host Jesus Witch church services and moon circles. This is your place to ask all Jesus Witch or witchy questions in general and make some really awesome friends. You can find the link to our church in the show notes page. Another free way you could support the Jesus Witch podcast is by sharing this show with a friend and rating it on whatever podcasting app you're using with 5 stars. Leaving us a nice review really helps get the word out about the show, and don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Another thing you could do to help the creation of the show is send a donation to the Jesus Witch podcast via Cash App or PayPal. It takes a lot of time and effort for me to create the Jesus Witch podcast, and getting donations helps me get the support and help that I need to be able to create this type of content for you. Donations also help keep this podcast free to everybody, so if you love this show and the information that's being put out there, please consider sending a donation to my PayPal or my Cash App. The username on both is the Jesus Witch Podcast, but the link for both of those can be found in the show notes page. And the final way that you could help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is by sending me a gift. In the show notes page, I have the link to my Amazon wish list. Everything that I put on this wish list was put there to help create content for you. Simply put, buying things off of this Amazon wish list helps me so that I don't have to purchase them myself, so I can put more of my resources in towards making the Jesus Witch podcast. If you would like to support the Jesus Witch podcast by buying me a gift or in any other way, you could find all the links to everything mentioned in this ad in the show notes page. Now let's get back to the show.
I personally like this verse because it's not as much of a, like, be thankful in all situations verse. It's more of a, you know, part of the foundation of having a faith in Christ is being thankful. And, like, as evangelical as this might sound, I feel like there are certain things that if you're gonna root your faith in Christ, you know, you should believe. Like, you should believe that it's important to help other people, and you should believe that it's important to be thankful when you're given blessings and when you're given little things, and, you know, even be thankful when you have the ability to give to other people. Like, just really little things, you know. Like, I think another important thing for a foundation in Christ's, like, faith in Christ is just, like, you know, the willingness to be open, you know, open to changing, open to doing things differently, open to being surprised by Spirit. You know, I like to say, I don't know if this is, like, the healthiest view in the world, like, so, you know, take this as you will, but I don't like to, like, expect anything in life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like to, you know, really, like, hope for something or really, like, expect something to happen, because there's always that room that it might not, and I just don't want to be let down, so it's, like, easier to just not, like, get myself to that level versus being let down kind of thing. But when the universe surprises me, and, like, when God surprises me and, like, shows me, hey, here's something, like, extravagant that I'm gonna do for you, like, I'm super grateful for it, and I don't, like, deny it, and I don't close myself off to it, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's important for having a faith in Christ, is not being closed, is to be more open and allowing things to work unexpectedly. So I feel like this is kind of, like, a verse that, you know, talks about one of those, like, those principal foundations of having faith in Christ, and part of that is being thankful and learning how to adapt an attitude of gratitude. And even if it's just being thankful that, you know, you have Jesus in your life and that you have him to talk to, and you know, we have such a friend in spirit. And I know, like, sometimes this is gonna be another tangent. This episode is gonna be filled with a lot of tangents because it's been a while since I got to sit in front of a microphone, and I'm just like so excited to be able to record again. It's like not even funny, but you know, there are times where God and Jesus and Spirit feel really distant from us, right? And, like, I feel like I'm going through that kind of season right now where I feel a little bit further away from Spirit than I would like to be. Like, I would really like to be feeling God and feeling Jesus in my space a little more, and I just, you know, I don't necessarily feel them around as much, and I do feel like more of a divine feminine presence. I definitely see a little bit more, you know, Venus and Ashra in my life right now. And interestingly enough, I think Hel has been really reaching out to me. I've just had a lot of crows and ravens and corvids in my lawn recently, and I've never had that before. So I definitely feel like there are divine feminine deities surrounding me, but they're not who I'm, like, comfortable, you know, in these kind of states of mind. And, like, when I get, like, really low, or, like, when I start to feel a little bit more hopeless, they're not who I'm necessarily used to putting my hope in and putting my faith in. So maybe that's part of the season, is, like, shifting and shifting into that mindset, which is definitely something I'm going to try to talk about in the next, like, Jesus Witchy pregnancy episode that I do, because we're, like, almost done with the second trimester. Oh my God. So I got to make an update podcast. But anyway, it's really hard, because I definitely, like, I keep, like, saying, like, God, like, I just need you to show me something right now. Like, show me something that you're still here. And, like, I just keep coming up silent. And that's really difficult. Like, for somebody who, like, firstly, my whole, like, quote-unquote brand, my whole shtick online is to be the Jesus witch. And Jesus is just, like, not hanging out with me as much as he does. Like, kind of, that's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? It makes my imposter syndrome feel weird. It just makes me feel weird in general. But the one thing I keep being reminded during this time is that even though I don't feel him, doesn't mean he's not here. That doesn't mean he doesn't want to be an active participant in my magic. That doesn't mean he doesn't want me to talk about him anymore. It just means that right now I need to focus on different things and different deities and different, you know, evolving a different way in spirit, and that's okay, but I'm still going to be thankful that I have my foundation in him, you know what I'm saying, and I'm not going to stop working with him. You know, it's just other deities are kind of being a little more present, and he's, you know, kind of stepping back a little bit, and that's okay. And I don't know what, like, prompted that. I can't remember what prompted this little tangent and whatnot, but my point being, it is okay to go through seasons where you don't feel your deities, like, you don't feel their presence, you don't, like, you don't feel like you're being acknowledged by them. It's okay to go through those seasons, but just, like, know that just because you don't feel them doesn't mean that they're not here. Faith, I love this Bible verse, I believe it's in Hebrews, but faith is the knowledge in the things that we do not see, right? I do not see Jesus in my space right now, but I know he's here. That's my faith. I'm stepping out in faith and saying that even though I don't personally feel him next to me right this second, that doesn't mean, like, he's out of my practice. You know, when I do talking to Jesus readings, like, when I'm reading for somebody else, and, like, a client will get a talking to Jesus reading with me, even in this season where I feel like he's a little bit more distant from me, I feel his presence automatically. Like, I definitely feel him guiding the reading, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a different relationship, and it's scary, and it's, like, hard, but that doesn't mean that they're not there. So anyway, I don't know who needed to hear that. I don't know why that popped into my head right now. this episode should be called Thanksgiving Magic Plus Tangents. I probably am going to title it that. But anyway, let's talk about the next verse about Thanksgiving. And I feel like this is the most classic Bible verse about like Thanksgiving and gratitude. It's definitely one that everybody knows. So we're going to be reading Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. This verse says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evidenced to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by every prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus." I absolutely love this Bible verse. This is actually the verse that I use to charge my Protected by Self Love Bible-based spell, which is one of the oils that you can grab from me in my Etsy shop. But I have a really new understanding of this verse. I definitely had an evangelical understanding of it, and I felt like it taught us how to pray in an evangelical way, but, like, now reading it again and, like, in this season of life, I've started to have a whole new understanding of this verse. So, obviously, like, for me, this verse is, one, about protection. Guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That is so fucking powerful to me. That is, like, one of those that you're not going to, you know, change the way I think about myself, change the way I feel about myself, change the way I feel about spirit kind of verses. Like, it is like, guard my heart, guard my belief system. Do not let me fall into spiritual traps. Like, this is one of those very, like, strong, like, promises that we get from Jesus, that he's going to guard our hearts and our minds. I love that. I love the way it's phrased. It feels so powerful for me. It makes me feel so protected by Christ. Again, even if I'm in a season where I don't necessarily feel him on top of me all the time, he's still promising to guard my heart and my mind in him. Like, that's just, I have, like, no words. Like, that's, like, for me, so incredible. But the new revelation that I've had about this verse is the, you know, by in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And before, when I was in the church, like, they would say, you know, come to God with a list of things you're thankful for and then pray for the things you want, right? So you'd be like, Lord, I am so happy for my house. Thank you for having given me a roof over my head. Thank you for giving me, you know, 2, soon to be 3 healthy children. Like, that's, like, the way, like, they would present to start that prayer. And then you'd go and ask for the things you need, right? So I don't think that's wrong. I don't think it's bad to thank God for the things that you have. But I think now that this verse is saying to, like, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. More in a, like, God, I am so thankful that I am able to talk to you right now. I am so thankful that I am able, as a singular person, as a speck of dust on this wide, broad earth, I can talk to you, the creator of me, the creator of the universe, whatever you believe about him, you know, and then you obviously you will put Jesus in replace of God if you're praying to him. But, like, I am just so thankful that I get to have this time with you, that I get to have this connection with you. I feel so special because I get to have this relationship with you. You know, like, it's so unique that I get to have a relationship with the deity the way that I have a relationship with you. And I just want to thank you for this time and thank you for you listening. And, you know, this is what I've been struggling with in my life right now. And this is what I really feel like I need in order to, you know, be less anxious from it. And you know, can you please put your presence in it? Whatever you're going to pray then, right? But I feel like it's really like, it's not so much like, thank God for every little thing that he's given you so you can prove to him that you could be responsible with the new things. No, it's thank God that he's taking time for you. Thank God that he's listening to you. Thank God that he cares enough to actually be a deity that's like, hey, you know, pray to me about things and I want to help you with your anxiety. I want to help you be less anxious. I want to help you be more confident. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like next fucking level, in my opinion. And that's where this verse, like, really, like, when you think of it that way, instead of like, I have to thank you for this list so I can present this list, it's like, it almost makes God feel like Santa that way, you know what I'm saying? Like, God, I was a good girl this year because I, you know, cleaned my room and I did the dishes and, you know, I did that, so I deserve an X. But like, no, like, that's not who God is. God wants you to think, he's just happy to have you, like, in his presence. He's just happy to have a relationship with you. So, long story short, I feel like what we should be thankful for, or like in my, now what I've been doing in my practice, what I'm thankful for when I pray like this is just having a relationship with God and like feeling really connected to him. Like that's, or like, you know, feeling like I can actually present things to him. That's really what I feel like the sweet spot is in that verse. So yeah, that's how I've been working with it recently. The next verse I want to talk about is 1 Corinthians 4:4, which says, "I always thank my God for you because of his grace given in you, Christ Jesus." I just like this verse because it's a good one to be thankful for a particular person with, because God gave me you sort of thing. So yeah, it's just a simple, like, if you're going to use this, I would honestly use in like spell work with a partner, like a spouse or a kid kind of thing. Like if you're doing like a gratitude spell for like having a child, like this is probably what I'm going to use after I have this baby and like when she's here sort of thing, my thankfulness spell for a successful home birth that I'm manifesting sort of thing. So any hoozles, I like that verse for, you know, using to be thankful for a person. The next verse that I have here is 1 Timothy 4 verses 4 through 5, which says, "Everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it's consecrated by the word of God and prayer." I like that. It's just a nice, you know, everything is good, created by God kind of thing, which is also like, if you think about the way that's phrased, everything's good is created by God. Who creates the bad? Is God not the only creator? You know, questions that the Bible brings up. The next verse I want to read is not necessarily one that has like thanksgiving or like gratitude in it, but it's actually the next two ones. They're more like geared towards having a feast and like being thankful and being joyous that you have a feast for you. So I added these because I felt like they would be good specifically for Thanksgiving and, you know, just like the celebration of abundance and food and a big feast kind of thing. The first one is Psalm 4:7, which says, "You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine was abound." I love how my pregnant ass reads it as water because I miss wine so much and I can't drink it. That was funny. And then the next one is Galatians 6:9, which says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." I like that one because it talks about, you know, not giving up. It talks about having a harvest. I just feel like it's a good Thanksgiving verse. So this is that, honest to God, is probably the one that I'm going to be using for Thanksgiving magic. It just feels like, you know, something that is applicable to me in this season of just like especially not becoming weary and instead like keeping pushing forward, because, you know, just like pregnancy is a hard time. And again, we'll talk about this more when I do the second trimester episode, but like I feel like this is a great verse for me in this season, and that's why I added it, because it's the one I'm going to personally be using, and then it also is cool because it adds a harvest, and it's like harvest time, Thanksgiving, harvest fest, woo. So yeah, that's why I added that. Anyway, let's talk about a couple of ideas to make your Thanksgiving more magical. So the first idea that I wrote down is use apples in your magic. Apples are good for gratitude, fertility, and abundance. A simple gratitude spell is to literally just eat an apple and with every bite, just say something you're grateful for. So like, you know, like, "I am grateful to have a roof over my head," bite the apple, eat it. "I'm grateful to have food in my hand," bite the apple, eat it. Like, you know, shit like that. And then you could get more complex, or, you know, you could do just simple things. It's really up to you. You could also, when you're like making, if you're making like an apple crisp or an apple pie, or even if you're not the one doing the cooking, you know, like, be intentional with the foods you pick to eat on Thanksgiving, right? So like, if you're at a house with the typical big Thanksgiving spread, you know, and you see like apple cobbler for dessert, you know, you eat a little bit of apple cobbler, and before you eat it, just be like, I am consuming this with the, you know, the intention to bring XYZ kind of abundance into my life, and to just, you know, cap it off with gratitude, like, thank you so much for this amazing meal and season and blah 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 blah, and just like eat your thing. Like, you know, you don't have to do it, you don't have to make your magic like really complex. You can just be very mundane and very like easy with it, and obviously eating is just like easy, you gotta eat anyway sort of thing. So another idea of how to make your Thanksgiving more magical is just making a plate of food as an offering to Jesus, another deity or a spirit, or like a passed away family member. Just making like an offering plate for them. It doesn't have to be big. It can literally like be like, you know, a tea saucer plate where you put like a tablespoon of mashed potatoes. A tablespoon of mashed potatoes, a little gravy, some sweet potato, a little teeny like hair of turkey. Like, it doesn't have to be something crazy. Me personally, I don't like to offer food that much to spirit unless I know I'm gonna eat it afterwards, because I can't fathom throwing away food like that. Like, really, really, one of my biggest pet peeves is throwing away food. I just, because I think about how many people like don't have food, and it just, I get all like fucked up about throwing food away. So I personally don't do offering plates unless I'm gonna eat it myself. But that's not to say like you can't do that, and that doesn't have to be your gripe in the world just because that's my gripe in the world sort of thing. So, you know, making an offering plate is always a good idea for Thanksgiving, and it also just shows the deity that you're thankful for them, because it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of food. It's a sacrifice of like your nutrition and your hard work to give them a plate. So it shows that you're taking care of them and you're like thinking about them. Not necessarily you're taking care of, but more like you're thinking about them and you want their energy there and you want them to be in your space sort of thing. So the next thing that you can do to make your Thanksgiving a little more magical is split the wishbone with somebody. Like, you know, like that classic, like, you know, pull apart the wishbone, whoever gets the bigger half makes a wish sort of thing. Or just keep the wishbone whole, keep it for yourself, and put it in manifestation or abundance spells. I did that last year. I made turkey at home for Thanksgiving. We actually had, like, 3 turkeys given to us last year. I don't know why, but my husband and I seem to acquire multiple turkeys every year. Like, I usually get one from my parents randomly. He usually gets like 1 or 2 at work, or one from his mom. Like, we just, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, I got 11 turkeys creeping up on me. But anyway, that's how deep on Swift Talk I am. Okay. Anyway, I saved the wishbone from one of the turkeys I made last year, and I put it in my money bowl, and I used it for a while. I used it for like 6 or 8 months before I just put it outside and I let it go to the earth, because I felt like its time with me was done. So some people don't like to use bones in their work. Other people do. I personally, I don't really have an opinion on it, to be honest. Like, I'll do it. I don't go and purchase bones, because that just is, like, I was a vegan for a really long time, and that, like, still feels, like, weird against my, like, vegan values, even though I know they're ethically sourced and whatnot. I just, like, I'm like, that's a little much for me. But if I make a turkey or like a chicken or, you know, something that does have a bone in it that I would want to use, I'll like save that for myself. Like, it's something like I ate the thing, so I'm gonna like keep it kind of thing. I don't know, man. As I say it out loud, I realize how much no sense that makes. Like, that makes zero, much no sense. But anyways, yeah, you can use the wishbone, like play with the wishbone, use it for magic, use it to split whatever you want to do with it. The wishbone's just a really cool thing to use on Thanksgiving. Another thing you can do if you're the person cooking is mindfully make your mashed potatoes. Potatoes are great for grounding. They are so good for grounding and stability and like just making you feel really at home and really rooted. So as you're mashing your potatoes, just like really like think about things that would make you feel grounded, make you feel stable. Also, again, like, if you're just consuming on Thanksgiving, as you, because this Thanksgiving, I'm just consuming. The only thing I will make is egg salad because my children requested it, and I'm probably going to make some sort of dessert because the Italian in me does not feel good with showing up to somebody's house that's feeding me a meal like that, like feeding me a feast without like bringing something to contribute to it. But other than that, my plan this Thanksgiving is to just like sit back, relax, and let somebody else cook. Like, thankfully, my father-in-law and his wife, his Jack's stepmom, they invited us for Thanksgiving. We usually do Thanksgiving with them. This is a tradition that I think I started. I have put myself, I love Jack's dad and his stepmom. I have such a good relationship with them. Like, I go grocery shopping in the town that they live, and if I'm around when I know they're not working, I'll just go stop by with the kids, let them hang out there. They'll let me take like a nap on the couch, or if the kids are like really driving me crazy and it's like a weekend and I go shopping up there, I could, you know, call them and be like, Chris, these kids, they're like up, they're driving me up a wall. Can I leave them with you so I can go to Target in peace today? And he'll take them. Like, he's such a good grandfather. She's such a good grandmother. Like, they're awesome. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think one Thanksgiving I was like, hey, I don't want to go to my parents' house anymore. Can we start doing Thanksgiving with you guys? And so we started doing it from then. We go there every year now for Thanksgiving. And then the other tradition I started with them was Birthmas, and I really love this. It's because Dexter's born on December 20th, my father-in-law is December 23rd, and then obviously we have Christmas. So we go and we have a huge feast, we have a huge Christmas party, we open presents and stuff, and then we do cake for Dexter and Chris, and it's so cute, it's so much fun. It's the one, like, day a year where all of the kids get together, so my husband, his brothers, and his sister, and his sister's kids, our kids. It's so much fun. And they're all grandsons as of now, so next year it'll be the first year we have a little granddaughter too. Like, Christian and I, like, his sister and I are so excited for that. Like, we're both like, there's a girl, finally, oh my god. So I love hanging out with them. But anyway, I'm just going to be consuming this Thanksgiving, and so I'm going to be, as I eat my mashed potatoes, like, kind of thinking of ways to ground myself, thinking of ways that, like, you know, I could create stability in my home and, like, try to manifest it. And I love that I'm going to be able to do this around, like, so many people who, like, love us and are excited for us. I think Gina's, like, sister and her kids are coming, too, to Thanksgiving, and my kids love her kids. Like, when I told Dexter we're going to do a baby shower and I was going to invite Gina's sister and Gina's mom, he's like, can you invite Gina's nieces too so that I can hang out with them? And I'm like, of course, I'm gonna have to invite them now. Like, I'll invite them for you guys. But yeah, so that's something you could definitely do with your potatoes. Potatoes, again, are just really grounding. I love potatoes. I love putting them in every soup that I make. I try to have potatoes in there if I have them in my house. Just because, one, it adds calories, and two, like, they add that grounding and, like, homey effect. So using potatoes in your Thanksgiving magic is fun. And they're delicious. Potatoes are the best. Like, I'll fight somebody on that. Potatoes, they're so good. You can mash them. You could smash them. You could fry them. You could, like, make them into, like, potatoes. Like, potatoes, great to eat, great for magic. So the last thing that I wrote down for how to make your Thanksgiving a little more magical is decorating your Thanksgiving table with autumn gifts from nature and crystals that correspond with gratitude and abundance, like energy. So you could obviously, like, have acorns and leaves, and people like to do, like, the cornucopia things in the middle of their tables. But now, like, honest to God, I can't look at a cornucopia anymore and not think of fucking Hunger Games. And it's just, like, weird that for the Hunger Games, now that I'm, like, thinking about it, oh my god, do you realize how weird it is that the middle of the Hunger Games is called the cornucopia, and the middle of your Thanksgiving table, like, that, like, thing is a cornucopia? Wow. Ooh. Ugh. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of cornucopias, but you could definitely put, like, acorns, leaves, pine cones, things like that, you know, like, little pretty fall centerpieces, just to remind you of the season, remind you of the abundance that autumn brings, remind you of the colors that autumn brings. Autumn for me, like, all of the colors are success colors. They're red, they're orange, they're yellow, they're like vibrant and bright and like drawing things to you energy. So I really love autumnal colors. And you can definitely use color magic on Thanksgiving to like support your meal. We have a whole episode of the Jesus Bitch podcast about color magic, but like wearing like an outfit that has orange in it to bring success, and you like eat your food and you think about like abundance and gratitude and success, and you're wearing orange, and that's like a whole manifestation day, you know what I'm saying? So that's another way you could involve, make your Thanksgiving more magical. But then some crystals that I wrote down that might be fun to have at Thanksgiving. The first one I wrote down was sunstone, to invite in Jesus's energy. I also like sunstone because it's like a more like orangey peachy color. So if you're doing like an autumnal like centerpiece and then you add some sunstone to it, I feel like it could look really pretty. Rose quartz, because it helps to create love in your heart. Tiger's eye for confidence in what you have and what's around you. Tiger's eye is also another one of those that like matches the color vibe of Thanksgiving. So I like that for that. Gray Botswana agate. This helps us deal with feelings of loneliness, fear, and grief by showing us ways to have gratitude. This is actually a crystal that I'm planning to invest in for myself, not so necessarily for Thanksgiving, but before I have the baby, to put it on like my altar or spread or whatever I do for that day for like my labor, because there's been a lot of grief surrounded with this baby and like having her and like just the time that I got pregnant with her. So I feel like a gray Botswana agate would be a really good crystal to have around me during her birth to like conduct some of that energy, that grief energy, into more gratitude. That's a good one to have too, especially if you've like dealt with a lot of loss, or if there's like a lot of loss that makes you feel like the holiday season is more lonely or more isolating. I think that would be a great one to have on hand. Then there's clear quartz, which helps replace the old views we have on life with showing us more optimistic ones, ones that you can change by gratitude and having faith. I like that for clear quartz. Clear quartz also just helps you have a clear head and like clear your mind and like have a clean slate. So if you're using your Thanksgiving meal to like create a new attitude of gratitude, new perspective on that kind of change for yourself, clear quartz might be a good one to have on you or on your table. Then we have pyrite, which is fool's gold, to help draw in abundance. That's another one that works good with the Thanksgiving color scheme. And then finally, I wrote down malachite, because that helps change a situation. And then also remember that a lot of the spices used for Thanksgiving are ones that naturally draw in gratitude and abundance. Like, you have cinnamon, which is good for gratitude and good for abundance. You have clove, which is protective. Ginger, which is another one for creating gratitude, and it like warms up your heart. And it makes you feel like a little bit more homey. It's like a hearth. It's a hearth herb. Or root, whatever you put there. Star anise is sometimes used for Thanksgiving and for Thanksgiving desserts. That's a good one for creating manifestations, creating wishes, having a new outlook on things. It's also good for intuition and like dream work. So I love using star anise in general. It also smells so good. Then there's things like thyme and rosemary and basil that are also used in, I don't know if basil's actually used in American Thanksgiving. I grew up Italian, so we always have basil on the table or something with basil in it. And even at my father-in-law's house, his wife's Italian too, so there's always something with basil on the table, so that brings in abundance. Rosemary's really good for protecting. Lemon is good for like brightening your life, you know, like clearing up negative energies, things like that. So even the herbs that you're using and the herbs that are on the table, the salt's always good for protection and clarity and like creating a clean slate. Same with pepper is just really, really good for protection, keeping negative energies away from you. Like, there's so many different things on Thanksgiving that are magical just inherently, and then you could add, you know, your own energy to it. And then obviously, like, if you want to use one of the Bible verses that we talked about and like pray that over your plate before you eat and have that help like manifest your, or like direct the energy of your meal into what you want it to be, that's also a good idea too. So those are a couple of the ideas, or those are the ideas that I have for making your Thanksgiving more magical. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. Again, I am just so excited that I got to record. I feel so good. I'm like so much weight off my shoulders because I was actually able to record an episode today. Thank you guys for supporting the show and bearing with me through this like really difficult season of life. I just got really kicked in the butt by being sick for the past couple of months, so hopefully I won't get sick anymore and I can keep going the way I want to go with the podcast throughout my pregnancy. If you guys, like, could pray for my health and just, like, pray for me and, like, my anxiety levels and, like, my immune system so that it doesn't get attacked again. But yeah, keep my health in your prayers. I would really appreciate it during this time. And then obviously, like, if you would like to pray that baby's good and, like, we get a successful home birth too, I will be very open to those prayers right now. So anyway, that was this week's episode. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us currently. Give us a rating of 5 stars and share us with a friend. There are different ways that you can help support this podcast so we can keep on going in the show notes page. But now it's time for one of my favorite parts of the Jesus Witch Podcast, our verse of the day, or verse of the episode. Oh my God, it should just be the verse of the episode. Has it really taken me this long to, to have that realization? Wow. So our verse of the episode for today is, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." I love this verse. This is just like one of those like really nice, fluffy verses of the Bible. But it's also a little fruity because if you're gonna tell me that, you know, being homosexual is inherently a sin, but they're just like loving each other and anything that loves comes from God, then don't they come from God? That was literally like that. This was the verse that like deconstructed me out of, you know, even exploring the idea that being LGBTQIA could possibly be a sin, because like if things from love come from God, then how could like that not come from God, right? If it's a loving, consensual relationship between two people. Anyway, so yeah, I like that verse. Little flashback to my own deconstruction. Shout out to that. And with that, I'm gonna go, because this, either way, if I don't go now, it's just gonna get more and more random. So thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!